I've entitled my homily this morning, What Jesus Notices. In that reading from the gospel, the widow puts in two coins that are worth, as it says, a penny. Nothing at all. Nothing that the world would notice as being of any consequence or substance. But Jesus sees what the world does not see. Jesus sees what the apostles do not see. And indeed, he sees what the religious authorities do not see. He sees into her heart. And he sees her intention and her purpose and her devotion. There's a way that this passage from the gospel kind of encapsulates everything that we've been reading in this last week from the book of Tobit. The name Tobit means good. That's what Tobit means. Tobias, Tobit's son, means God is good. Raphael, the angel, his name means the God who heals. And you'll remember that Raphael manifests himself to Tobias as a man with the name Azariah. And the name Azariah means the God who leads. So think about these four words, the good, God is good, the God who heals, and the God who leads. But then when we understand something about the context in which the book of Tobit was written, it was during the time of what's called the Assyrian exile, where Assyria, as the dominant world power, went into the northern kingdom of Israel and decimated the land. So it was a time of deep and profound crisis of faith for the Jewish people, a time when people could easily conclude that nothing is good, definitely not God when we see what's going on around us. God is not the God of healing, and he's definitely not the God who is leading us. That could have been the conclusion that many people came to. But it's in the context of this time and this society that the Holy Spirit inspired that this book of Tobit be written. And how true it is for us as well to pray what we did in that responsorial canticle. Listen again to this verse. In the land of my exile, I acknowledge him and show his power and majesty to a nation of sinners. What does Jesus Christ notice? He noticed people like us who live in this land of exile. A people like us who live at a very difficult time. A time when it would be easy to say, where is the good? Is God good? Given everything with the residential schools that again has been unearthed in this last week. Is God good when we see everything that has been happening with COVID? The kind of divisions within our society where you've got the anti-vaxxers, the vaxxers, the conspiracy theorist types, and those who are on the other side. We live in a world that is so fractured. A world of exile. And yet it's into this very context and into this very place that you and I are invited to hear the words of Raphael. And what does Raphael do? He commends this family who are not only living at a time of societal upheaval, but a time of great difficulty and crisis in their own family life. And here, as we come to the end of this book, as Michelle Leah read to us today from Tobit, Raphael now manifests who he is to this family. And listen again to a few of the things that Raphael says. With fitting honor, declare to all people the deeds of God. And that's at the very heart of how we live in a land of exile. That we continue to be a people who, with fitting honor, declare to all people the deeds of God. Remember the widow? How poor she was? She had nothing. But she had a heart that gave fitting honor to God. We too might feel right now, today, we have so little, we feel so poor. We feel so dwarfed as the church within the society in which we live. And yet Jesus notices those men and women who give honor to God, even when it's profoundly difficult. Listen next to what Raphael says. Bless God each and every day. Sing his praises. My beloved brothers and sisters, by coming to Mass, by coming here, bringing the little that you have, you are blessing God and singing his praises. For those who choose to turn on your computer every day and to participate through the live stream, you are sharing in this same blessing of God. And then listen to how today's passage ends. They kept blessing God and singing his praises. And they acknowledged God for these marvelous deeds of his when an angel of God appeared to them. My beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus does not see what the world sees. Jesus truly sees through to our heart. He sees into our inner motive and what is truly guiding us. May we, in these very challenging days, challenging for our society, challenging for our individual families, and some of you here today who might be dealing with particular personal challenges, see in the book of Tobit a gift, that there is goodness, that God is good, that he is the God who heals, that he is the God who guides, so that we can, with today's canticle, declare. So now see what he has done for you. Acknowledge him at the top of your voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of the ages. Most people can't see this. Most people didn't see the profound generosity of that widow. But what matters most is Jesus sees. He sees your heart, and he loves you.